thanks to some open records requests by Colorado Common Cause, we know that there were county commissioners from Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah at the secret meeting in Vernal on March 27th. Kathleen Clark from Governor Herbert's administration was there. We know that there were lobbyists for the oil shale industry, such as Jeff Hartley, who represents Red Leaf Resources. Executives from Representative American Shale Oil, so oil shale lobbyists, CEOs, members of the Herbert administration, and politicians from three states.
And why was this meeting illegal?
It depends on who you're talking about in terms of who the meeting was illegal for. Hmm. So, for instance, if you've got a quorum of county commissioners, one would think that that meeting would need to be open to the public according to open meetings laws. There is some exception. So, for instance, if you're discussing pending litigation, you can have a closed-door session. How much leeway there is to who may or may not be part of that meeting is certainly a question. So it's hard to justify from ethical standpoint that Uinta County would allow oil shale lobbyists into the room but shut the public out of that discussion. When a county is making political decisions on policy that's going to deeply affect their constituents, that is something that should be an open debate in the public.
You mentioned this company, Red Leaf Resources, and Jeff Hartley. What is this company and what are the major projects they're working on?
Sure. So Red Leaf Resources is interesting because they're the one and only company that says that they're going to have a commercial oil shale project in the United States in the next few years. Basically, you know, what oil shale is, it's a rock that has to be superheated at 700 degrees over a period of months or sometimes years in order to process an oil. As you can imagine, it takes a lot of energy. It can take an enormous amount of water. Red Leaf believes that they've been able to figure out how to pull the sword from the stone and have a commercially viable project. The only problem is that Red Leaf has continually changed the date for which they say that, you know, they'll be ready to go. Sometimes it's 2012, so the end of this year. Sometimes they say 2015. The project's actually been put on hold indefinitely because they had not done adequate study of impacts to groundwater in Uinta County.
You've come out with this report detailing Red Leaf Resources' connections to politicians. What is the connection exactly when it comes to campaign funds or other types of connections?
Yeah, we took a hard look at what are Red Leaf's connections to politicians in Utah. We know overall the oil shale industry has spent about $90,000 combined to state and federal elections. If we look specifically at Red Leaf, they've contributed about $17,000 to federal campaigns and $23,000 to state campaigns, and that includes $16,000 to Governor Herbert. So, you know, they've definitely worked to, you know, wire themselves in. You know, having Jeff Hartley, former executive director of the Utah Republican Party, they've got former technocrats with good ties with federal government. You know, these guys have done a good job of plugging themselves into state and federal politics. They've actually gone so far as to donate heavily to county commissioners in Uinta County, and in fact have provided anywhere from 28% to 54% of the total contributions that Uinta County commissioners have received. Now, we're only talking, you know, a few tens of thousands of dollars here. That's actually translated into a huge payoff for Red Leaf. In fact, this past July, they started paving the Seepridge Road, which goes basically from Vernal down to I-70. And they've secured already about $50 million of Utah taxpayer funds to move this road project forward.
Playing devil's advocate here, Matt, in Utah, we have unlimited campaign contributions. Certainly, they could have given a lot more to Governor Herbert than $16,000. And really, Governor Herbert and most state lawmakers seem very pro-oil shale, pro-oil drilling, very much in favor of fossil fuels already. So you can make the case that there really is no connection between the two. Why do you think this is something that is particularly alarming?
Well, because we're seeing favors left and right from Utah politicians. So again, you know, looking at Red Leaf, they've gotten tens of millions of dollars in subsidies to move a road project forward that would benefit them and a potential tar sands project. We've also seen Senator Lee, for instance, was actually Red Leaf was a client of Senator Lee, who was paid $5,000 by the company. They met this past November. They're still friends. And after they met, he sent a letter of recommendation to the state of Utah on behalf of Red Leaf. I think, you know, it's always hard to tie, you know, this particular contribution ends up in this particular action. But, you know, they've clearly made friends and it's benefited them.